Title: Warp a Drum Bus with DJ Friendly Structure in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's build a jungle drum foundation that feels raw and rolling, but also DJ friendly and easy to mix. The goal today is simple. Take one breakbeat loop, warp it the right way so it keeps its punch and swing, then set up a drum bus that hits, and finally arrange it into clean 16, 32, and 64 bar phrases with a proper intro, a clear drop, and a clean outro. By the end, you'll have a 2-3 minute drum skeleton around 172 BPM that you can drop bass and atmospheres onto later. But even before bass, it should already feel like a real tune with obvious mix points. Let's go. First, set up the project. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really safe classic rolling jungle and old school DNB tempo. Turn on the metronome and set your loop brace to 8 bars while you're building. That 8 bar loop mindset is important, because jungle is basically a story told in 8s and 16s. Now, in Ableton's preferences, go to record, warp, and launch. If you see auto warp long samples, turn it off for now. As a beginner, manual control is going to save you from weird warping decisions that Live makes automatically. Next, pick a break. Drag a breakbeat loop onto an audio track. Could be Amen Style, Think, Hot Pants, anything. Rename the track Break, then double-click the clip so you're in clip view. Your target is that it loops perfectly, it hits hard, and it doesn't drift over time. Drift is the enemy of DJ-friendly structure. Now we warp it the right way. In clip view, turn warp on. For classic breaks, set warp mode to beats. This is huge. Avoid complex and complex pro for breaks, especially early on, because they tend to smear transients. In jungle, the transient is the whole attitude. We want kicks and snares to bite, not blur. In beats mode, set preserve to transients. Then find the envelope control. Start around 50 as a middle ground. Think of this envelope as a vibe knob, not a quality knob. Lower envelope values tend to feel more chopped and stippy, which can feel amazing in a drop. Higher envelope values feel more connected and loop-like, which can be perfect for intros or breakdowns. Now set your downbeat cleanly. Zoom in near the start of the sample, and find the first real kick or strong transient that feels like the one. Right-click on that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. If the break still isn't sitting on the grid, right-click again and try warp from here, straight. That's a good quick start for getting the loop aligned. Now do what I call the 3-point warp check before you do any processing. After you set 1.1.1, jump to 3 places. First, find the first snare in the loop. Listen, does it land where it should, or is it late or early? Second, find the last snare before the loop ends. Third, listen to the first hit after the loop restarts, when it cycles back to bar 1. If any of those feel off, fix only those. Add a warp marker on the snare transient and nudge it slightly, so the groove stops drifting. The mindset here is, lock the downbeat, prevent drift, keep the character. You're not trying to iron it flat. And a big beginner tip, don't quantize every hit to death. Jungle swing lives in the inner hits and ghost notes. If you force everything to the grid, it'll sound correct but dead. Before we add any plugins, do one more practical thing. Clip gain. In clip view, adjust the clip's gain so the level going into your drum bus is consistent. You don't need a specific number, just aim for something stable so your processors don't overreact in some bars and underreact in others. Consistent input makes everything feel tighter, even with lighter compression. Now let's add that old-school timing grit, but controlled. Option A is the easy, very musical way. Groove pool. Open the groove pool on the left. Grab something like an MPC 16 swing groove, or anything that feels around 55-60% swing. Drag it onto your break clip. Here are solid starting settings. Timing around 15. Somewhere between 10 and 25 is fine. Random around 5. Anywhere from 2 to 8. Velocity, keep it low, maybe 0 to 10 or 15, just to add a bit of life if it works with your loop. Quantize around 90. If you go to 100, it stamps the groove hard. 80 to 100 is the usable range. This is a great trick, because it adds human movement while keeping the structure DJ tight. Option B is the more authentic jungle engineer approach. Micro push-pull with warp markers. Find the snares on beats 2 and 4. Add warp markers there. Then tiny moves only. Pull the snares later by 5 to 15 milliseconds if you want that laid-back roll. Or push them earlier by 5 to 10 milliseconds if you want urgency and forward motion. The key phrase is subtle. You're aiming for rolling, not drunk. Cool. Now we'll build the drum bus. Even if you only have one break track right now, group it anyway. This sets you up like a producer, not like someone looping a sample. Select your break track. Press CMD or Ctrl G to group, and name the group drum bus. Now place a simple stock chain on the drum bus. This is about weight, snap, and glue, not about destroying it. First, EQ8. Put a high pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz. That's just cleaning subrumble that eats headroom. If it feels boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Wide Q. If you need snap, add a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB. Don't overdo it. Brakes can get harsh fast. Next, drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15. Listen for crunch and buy. Boom can beat anywhere from 0 to 30, but be careful. If you add too much boom now, you leave no room for the bass line later. A lot of jungle bass lives right where boom wants to live. Set boom frequency often around 50 to 80 Hz. Transient. Start modest, like plus 5 to plus 12. You can go higher, but if you push transients too hard, you can flatten the ghost notes. Damp if your top end gets spitty. Next, glue compressor. Ratio at 2 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, so the transients still punch. Release on auto, or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not a smash. Optional. Saturator for old school grit. Mode. Analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on if it gets spiky, then a limiter as safety. Sealing at minus 0.3 dB. And don't slam it. You just want it catching occasional peaks. Loudness comes later. One workflow note. It's better to get the warping right before heavy saturation and limiting, because warping artifacts get way more obvious once you start crunching the signal. Now let's make this DJ friendly with structure. This is the part a lot of beginner tracks miss. Predictable phrasing and clean mix points. A DJ wants to know where they are without guessing. Here's a template that works immediately at 172 BPM. A 32-bar intro, minimal drums, filtered, maybe lighter hats. A 16-bar pre-drop, energy increases, fills and tension. A 64-bar main drop, full drums, stable and rolling. Then optionally an 8 to 16-bar mini break, strip back, tease the loop. Then a second 64-bar drop with variation. And a 32-bar outro, energy reduction, easy to blend out. Now do a simple but powerful organization move. Add locators every 16 bars. Right-click the timeline and add a locator at bar 1, 17, 33, 49, and so on. Name them intro 1, intro 2, pre-drop, drop, break, drop 2, outro. This makes you arrange like a DJ thinks. Now create clean intros and outros using automation. On the drum bus. Add auto filter. For the intro, use a low pass filter somewhere like 300 to 800 Hz, and slowly open it over 16 to 32 bars. This gives that classic coming in from the mix feeling. On the outro, do the reverse. Close the filter back down over 16 to 32 bars. That's your clean exit. If you want extra control, add utility and automate a gentle fade from about minus 12 to minus 6 dB up to full level in the intro. That's not mandatory, but it helps keep headroom for later when bass arrives. Now let's talk about hard landmarks. You want 3 moments to be unmistakable. Bar 1 should be clean and predictable. The drop bar should have a clear impact moment. The start of the outro should feel like an obvious energy reduction. An easy old school trick. One bar before the drop, remove hats or thin the break, then bring everything back on the drop with a crash or a snare hit. Even without bass, that contrast tells the listener and the DJ, this is the moment. Next, add variation without breaking the DJ grid. The rule is, make your edits at the end of phrases, not randomly. Duplicate your main 8-bar drum loop across the drop. Then every 8 or 16 bars, do one small change. Mute a kick for one beat. Add a tiny stutter on a snare, like a 1/16 repeat for just 2 or 3 hits. Reverse a crash tail, or add a small fill, but keep bar 1 and bar 9 clean. That's your downbeat clarity. Put fills in bar 8 or bar 16. This way, the DJ can count, and the listener still gets movement. Here's a super clean method, the A/B bars approach. Make 2 8-bar clips as your stable main pattern. B is the same clip but with one micro edit, just one. Then arrange across 32 bars like A, A, B, A and repeat that idea. It stays mixable but doesn't loop fatigue. Now, optional but very jungle. Resample the drum bus. Create a new audio track called Drum Resample. Set its audio from to drum bus. Arm it and record 16 or 32 bars. Now you've printed your drums like old hardware would. Warp that resample using Beats Mode again, and try a slightly different envelope value. Sometimes the resample instantly feels more glued and record-like. You can blend it quietly under the original or replace the original if it's vibing. If you start layering extra kicks or snares on top of the break, do a quick phase sanity check. Put utility on the layered track. Toggle phase invert left and right while listening in mono. Choose the position that gives more low-end push and a more solid center. It's a fast way to avoid accidentally weakening your drums. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you do all this. Don't use Complex or Complex Pro on breaks if you want punch. It can smear. Don't warp every hit perfectly to the grid. You'll lose the jungle roll. Don't skip the intro and outro structure. Without it, DJs can't mix your tune confidently. Don't crank drum bus boom early. Save low-end space for the bass line later. And don't put fills everywhere. Phrase readability matters. Let's wrap with a quick practice routine you can follow right now. Warp 1 break using beats, preserve transients, envelope 50. Do the 3-point warp check. First snare, last snare, first hit after the loop restarts. Fix only those if needed. Set clip gains so your drum bus chain is seeing stable input. Apply 1 groove. Timing 15, random 5, quantize 90. Arrange 64 bars like this. Bars 1 to 32, filtered intro, low pass opening. Bars 33 to 48, pre-drop with one fill at bar 48. Bars 49 to 112, drop, with two variations, for example at bar 64 and bar 96. Bars 113 to 144, outro, filter closing. Then export a rough bounce and listen like a DJ. Count 16s. Ask yourself, is the drop obvious? Are the phrases obvious? Do I ever lose where one is?